Hey guys, welcome back to the Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for joining us on the podcast today. Now, Christmas Eve is almost here. So if you don't already have plans, please make plans to join us this Sunday. We're gathering at 9:30, 11, and again at 3 p.m. These are all going to be very similar gatherings. So if you've got family or friends in town, pick one that works well for you. We'd love to see you there. Well, last time on the podcast that we were together, we started sort of reminding ourselves of the message that we talked about at O Night Divine. And so last time we talked about a promise fulfilled. And if you missed it, you can go back in the archives and catch that. But the second piece that we want to talk about today, that with Christmas, with the arrival of Jesus, we're reminded that we are a people that have been redeemed. 1 John 3:8 says it this way, that the reason the Son of God appeared was to, catch this, to destroy the devil's work. To destroy the devil's work. So the question is, well, what is the devil's work? And I think it's safe to say that based on Genesis 3, that the devil's work is literally to separate us from God. And the way that he tries to accomplish that purpose is through lies. And by believing those lies, we have sinned against God. And in fact, we've been separated from God. If we're honest about it, we're drowning in the same sin that condemned Adam and Eve at the fall. We sinned against God and he's holy. And someone that's holy cannot be in the presence of anything or anyone that is unholy. Otherwise, the holy would become unholy. The clean would become unclean. So God would honestly be justified in leaving us in our sin. He'd be justified in leaving us in our disobedience. But God's mercy triumphs over judgment. In his wisdom, in his grace, and in his mercy, God sent Jesus to rescue us from the dominion of darkness. He lived a holy life. He took our punishment. And when he rose again, death and all the lies that lead to death, both now and forever, were bound in Jesus' name. I think it's interesting that the Apostle Paul elaborates on this. He calls Jesus the second Adam, telling us that Jesus is the firstborn of a new race of humans. He says that if we are in Christ, then we are a new creation. Think about that. If we are in Christ, we are a new creation. We are children of the promise. We are a chosen people, a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We are the redeemed. One of my favorite verses is in Romans chapter 5. It says that even while we were yet sinners, Christ died on the cross for our sins. Did Jesus come as a baby? Absolutely. Did he stay a baby? No way. He grew into a man that was sinless, that was perfect. And he went to the cross and he took my sin. He took your sin. He took the sin of the world, the sin that he didn't deserve. He placed it on himself. He paid the penalty through his death. He beat death through his resurrection, and he's able, man, he is able to give anybody that would ask him a brand new start. So today, if you're listening to this and there's never been a moment that you've had that brand new start, that you've been redeemed by Jesus himself, redeemed is this idea of being rescued, to be bought with the price of him dying on the cross. Today, would you ask him? Would you invite him? Would you say, dear Jesus, I believe that I'm a sinner and I know that my sin separates me from you. But I believe you died on the cross for my sins, and I believe you're alive today. And as best as I know how, I ask you to step out of heaven and step into my heart and save me, to rescue me. That is the greatest thing that could ever happen. And if you did that today, or if you did that recently and haven't had a chance to tell anybody about it, drop me an email, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. I'd love to give you some resources and just to say congratulations with you about that major decision in your life. It is the greatest decision that could ever happen. Well, thanks again for joining us today on the podcast. Again, we look forward to seeing you this Sunday. And also, if we haven't connected yet on social media, I'd love to connect with you. My username on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter is just Bobby McGraw. I've got some new resources that are coming out that I think are going to be super helpful for a lot of folks. And so one of the best ways to hear about it and to know about it is through the social media channel. So I'd love to connect with you there. Hey, if there's anything we can do for you during the season, don't hesitate to let us know. But until next time, have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.